Coast News.
Hi, it's Abby Smith with you. To breaking news first, in the northwest of Western Australia, one person is believed to have been shot dead in a suspected shopping centre rampage, while multiple others have been stabbed. Channel 7 is reporting witnesses say a man was swinging a knife through South Hedland Shopping Centre. Police say a firearm was discharged and members of the public are being asked to avoid the area. Australia is restarting slowly as we're on the downward slope of COVID-19's curve. Businesses nationwide are being told they can safely reopen in weeks. Employment Minister Michaela Cash has told Seven the virus will be around for a while.
Businesses need to examine what industry am I in, what are the restrictions that are still going to be in place in my particular workplace, and do I have that action plan so when I'm given the green light, and Australians can come back to me with confidence.
It seems most of us are tightening the purse strings due to the COVID-19 pandemic. A new survey from the Australian Bureau of Statistics has revealed one third of households are seeing less pay hit their bank account each week.
About 1 in 10 people had experienced some sort of change in their job situation. Most of them were still in a job but were working less hours than they had been at the start of April.
Program manager for the ABS, Michelle Marcourt there. And Woolworths workers will now be recognised for their important work by their employer. The supermarket giant reportedly committing to paying an essential service bonus. Thousands of union members signing a petition for an extra $5 an hour. Taking a look at sport, Melbourne coach Craig Bellamy has reportedly let rip with a spray directed at his players over their social media use. He accused his stars of being out of controlling the expletive-riddled rant. Winger Josh Adokar is among those who've copped big fines for breaking the rules. The club are now taking control of players' social media accounts before banning them altogether on Monday. A national cabinet has reportedly given the nod for the New Zealand Warriors to touch down in Australia so the season can resume by the end of the month. But the final yes will need to come from the Australian Border Force Commissioner.